Welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Aaron Richards, and I'm the executive director here at Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. I'm also one of the co-hosts here on St. Gabriel Radio of Beyond Damascus, the show where encounter meets mission. And today, friends, we're going to be reflecting on a scripture passage from John chapter 16, verses 12 through 15. And we're continuing to read in this chapter a really encouraging direction that the Lord gives us in the way that we should rely upon the person of the Holy Spirit in our lives. So starting in John chapter 16, verse 12, Jesus said to his disciples, "I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. But when he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you to all truth. He will not speak on his own, but he will speak what he hears and will declare to you the things that are coming. He will glorify me because he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. Everything that the Father has is mine. For this reason, I told you that he will take from what is mine and declare it to you." In these verses, Jesus is not really telling us an exciting narrative. This may not be a story that you know by heart, but these words are incredibly important in our walk as Christians. Mark it down for future reflection, John 16, verses 12 through 15. Here it is that Jesus is sharing with us what is one of the essential aspects of the mission of the person of the Holy Spirit. What is it? It's to take whatever belongs to Jesus, which Jesus identifies for us in the end of this scripture reading, everything that's his, he got from the Father. And what the Holy Spirit's job is to take everything that's his, which he got from the Father, and to declare it to us, to give it to us. One of the things I like to talk about here on retreat, either in formation of young people at Damascus, middle school or high school students, or even our young adult missionaries, is this idea that Jesus likes to share. And maybe that, you know, at face value sounds pretty obvious. But what I mean by that is that Jesus likes to share in the responsibility that he carries. And I don't know if we think about that often enough in that way. What was Jesus's job here on earth? Well, it was the salvation of the world, right? It was to be born among us, to live among us, to walk among us, and ultimately to carry our sin on his shoulder, to carry our sin to the cross where he became sin, suffered and died, and then rose conquering sin and death. Yet Jesus tells us in scripture that you who believe in me will do the works that I did and do greater works than these. Clearly, that's hyperbole, right? I don't know. Not according to John 16. The Holy Spirit takes from me what is mine and declares it to you. I think it's pretty radical that when we talk about the mystery of bread and wine becoming the body and blood of Jesus, that Jesus would humble himself to become something simple, you know, to allow bread and wine to be the way that he expresses his love to us. How simple also it is that the Lord would allow his mercy and forgiveness to be communicated through the words and through the actions of a humble, sinful priest. How interesting is it also that Jesus would actually desire to preach his word of truth, not only through scripture, but through your words and through mine. How humbling is it also that we read in scripture countless times that Jesus actually desires to accomplish miraculous signs and wonders, works of healing through the laying on of our hands. Jesus likes to share. You know, what would you think of a coach who his only desire in life is to see his third grade basketball team rise to the accomplishments that he had when he was in high school or in college, but never to extend anything beyond that. You think that's not the way a coach is supposed to work. Jesus's goal through the empowerment of the Holy Spirit is to give to us everything that he has. All we have to do is receive. Thanks for joining today in our Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My prayer for you is that we would receive with open arms. To learn more about Damascus and the events and ministries offered here, visit us at damascus.net. God bless you. Have a great day.